This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The good people at the Bureau of Economic Analysis shared with us the third estimate of second quarter GDP today. We'll explain that third estimate thing in a minute. But the thing that's important right now is that the economy grew at an annualized rate of 2.1% April through June, unchanged from the second estimate of Q2, which came out a month ago. Unchanged, and yet...
I was on my computer at 8:30, staring at the BEA's website, waiting for that press release to come across.
That's Nicole Servais. She's an economist with Wells Fargo.
So I was not waiting for it at 8:30 Eastern this morning. I actually went out and got breakfast with my wife, so that was a nice way to start the day. But we did do a little bit of prep yesterday to get our files ready.
That's St. Louis Fed economist Charles Gaskin, who's got his priorities straight, by the way. Breakfast first, always. But about that third estimate thing, we went straight to the source.
And I do live and breathe GDP.
Do what you love, right?
My name is Dave Washausen, and I'm the Associate Director for National Economic Accounts here at BEA.
Dave Washausen and his team at National Accounts take a number of swings at GDP.
Starting with an advance estimate that comes out 30 days after the reference quarter. Super fast relative to what other countries do, I will say.
Super fast indeed. I'll allow the humble brag there. The next estimate comes 30 days after that, after more survey data comes in. And the third estimate comes out about 30 days after that, all of it carefully scheduled.
There are no surprises. We strive to eliminate surprises for data users.
The big data headline today, as I said, was that second quarter GDP came in right on par with Q1. You dig a little deeper, though, and there are some details of note.
Personal consumption, which is essentially your read on total consumer spending in the United States, that was revised down in this third estimate.
Meaning people weren't spending as much as we thought they had been spending. But
I don't think that this print in particular materially changes the contours of our broader economic outlook.
Economists like Nicole are going to use these revisions to update their forecasts to sharpen those contours, if you will, of the overall economic picture. And then when the next revisions come, they're going to do it all over again.
I mean, I have a hard time keeping track of like my own household budget and all these other kind of numbers that we all have to deal with. So to think about just the scale and scope of this project, I mean, what the data shows is that these revisions from a broad scale are relatively small.
Charles Gaskin at the St. Louis Fed with the last word there. Also thanks to Nicole Servais at Wells Fargo, Dave Washausen at the BEA.